The morning after the primaries in North Carolina and Indiana last week, Hillary Clinton's campaign chair, Terry McAuliffe, showed up on MSNBC.
The best of all time,
yeah,
that's Hillary Clinton.
Terry, under what scenario, under what possible scenario,
sure,
could Senator Clinton win this nomination? It is mathematically impossible.
Here's the thing. It isn't mathematically impossible. We've been hearing that a lot this campaign season. First, about Mike Huckabee.
The media loves to throw around the term mathematical impossibility. No one can ever explain exactly what that means to me.
That was Huck on SNL back in February, and what it meant for him was if he won every remaining primary, he'd still come up 200 delegates short of what he needed. Clinton's situation, though, cannot be called mathematically impossible.
People want, they want a phrase which has a power that's stronger than just, well, it's kind of unlikely that something's going to happen.
Ken Bube, mathematician at University of Washington.
But there's very, very few situations where it actually is correct to use the term mathematical impossibility.
That got our own Ian Chillog thinking. It sent him down something we call a Google hole, and he's here now to give us the lowdown on the term mathematical impossibility. So, Ian, what did you find out?
Well, like Ken Bube said, there are very few times when the phrase mathematically impossible is used appropriately. I started looking around for what those times might be. Number one, vampires. A physicist named Costas Efthimiou at Central Florida figured this out.
If you assume that a vampire actually feeds on a human and immediately the human turns to a vampire too, you can calculate that the complete human population will turn to vampires very, very fast.
What he's saying there is that vampirism spreads exponentially. Imagine a population with one vampire and 10 humans. The one vampire bites a human. Then there are two bloodsuckers and 8 humans. The next night, 4 vampires and 6 humans. Then 8 vampires and 2 humans. Efthimiou applied this to a real-world model. If in the year 1600, there was one vampire and 500 million humans on the Earth,
in 2.5 years, all the population on Earth has become vampires.
That's with just one meal a month, a conservative measure according to every vampire movie I've ever seen. So either there are no vampires or we are all vampires. Therefore, vampires, mathematically impossible. Next up, male promiscuity. It's important in this one to keep in mind that we're talking about means, not medians. People say that in a given population, equal parts male and female, men average more sexual partners than women. And when you call this an average, you run into a mathematical impossibility. The late Berkeley mathematician David Gale came up with something called the high school prom theorem to explain this one. So let's imagine we're at a prom. To keep this mathematically simple, let's imagine it's a really lame prom. And only 4 people showed up.
I'm Trisha, and I danced with Matt.
I'm Angela, and I danced with Matt, too.
I'm Matt. I danced with Trisha and Angela.
I'm Dan, and I'm so alone.
So the women each dance with one partner, for an average of 1, and one man danced with 2 partners. You average him with the lonely guy, and it's 1 partner each. No matter how you shake it, and no matter how big the prom gets, the average number of partners is going to be equal between the population of heterosexual men and the population of heterosexual women. Again, the medians may be quite different, but differences in average number of partners between heterosexual men and women, mathematically impossible. One more example of the way mathematical impossibility is used is in arguments against evolution. The basic premise in these arguments is that the series of events that would have had to occur to result in life as we know it is so unlikely that it can only be explained by a divine hand. In a paper called The Mathematical Impossibility of Evolution, Henry Morris argues that the chance of natural selection resulting in a single complex organism is less than 1 in 1 billion trillion, and that, spread out among all the organisms on Earth, is mathematically impossible. Mathematician Ken Bube says that's just not quite right.
When you talk about mathematical impossibility, you actually mean that it cannot happen, as opposed to the way we generally use this in our culture to mean something is so unlikely that we can't believe it's going to happen.
Math, in the end, is one place things remain possible when all else seems impossible. When Huckabee was way down, but not yet mathematically eliminated, John Bruner said in Forbes, A Huckabee win is not mathematically impossible. Mathematics is, in fact, the only field in which a Huckabee win would be possible. Lady in
red. That's BPP producer Ian Chillock. Is dancing with me.
Song stylings of Christopher, Mr. Christopher.